Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More than 3 million homes and businesses across Florida are out of power right now. Joining us live from Tampa, correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning. You're in one of the areas that was hardest hit from this storm. We're hearing nearly like a foot of rain, deadly storm surge levels. Sun isn't coming up for another, hour and a half or so, but I'm guessing people aren't waiting for that to see the damage.
Well, you're right, Carol. I'm in an area called Dana Shores here in Tampa, and just saw a guy walking back into his neighborhood. He evacuated for the first time in a long time, he said, but he knew this was going to be a strong storm. Difficult to get to his house because of all the debris. There's a tree that has fallen in the street in front of his house, so he's had to park and kind of hike his way in. So you're right, Carol. There are people now already making their way back into their neighborhoods to assess the damage from the storm.
Jim, have you spoken with anyone who managed to ride out the storm and what their assessment of it is?
Not yet, but I think here in Tampa, you know, I hate to use the old cliche, dodging a bullet, but it looks as though Tampa didn't, obviously the storm, it could have come ashore here at Tampa and done a lot of damage, and the storm surge at Tampa Bay would have been horrific, but instead the storm came in south of here around Sarasota, and so we'll see what's happening down there and how people have fared, but as Carol points out, the sun won't be up for another little hour and 10 minutes or so, at that point, we'll get a really good assessment of what the damage is like.
Jim, where were you when the storm hit?
Downtown Tampa. It was pretty bad. It was extreme wind, as you can imagine, 120-mile-an-hour winds at the landfall point. So in downtown Tampa, it's likely they were 105, 110 miles per hour, and it'll get your attention.
And, Jim, we've seen some storm reports, not on your side, not on the Gulf Coast, but in Central Florida and on the Atlantic coast of maybe a dozen or more tornadoes that were spawned by this.
Yeah, remarkable. I think ABC News has counted 19 tornadoes that were spun off in advance of the storm's arrival and 150 miles away from the point of landfall. So, yes, in St. Lucie County, that's where the fatalities have happened, at least one fatality from these tornadoes, according to the sheriff over there. You get a lot. I mean, tornadoes are not unusual associated with a hurricane. Normally, they're pretty weak. Normally, they don't do much damage. But this time, they've actually claimed some lives.
And Jim, weather today, besides the storm surge, it looks like it's pretty blustery, but are people, you know, rescue crews, I'm thinking rescue crew is going to be able to get in there if need be.
Yes. Well, certainly. And the wind has essentially died down here. It's almost calm here. 5-mile-an-hour breeze, I suppose, here in Tampa. The rain has stopped altogether. The streets in many places that I've seen driving out around this morning, there is some street flooding that has happened, not from the storm surge, but just from the heavy rain. And that'll all recede, and very soon, I suspect, you know, as soon as the sun's up, those utility crews will be out trying to restore the power to those vast areas that are without right now.
And we'll get a better idea of the damage wrought by this storm, Hurricane Milton. ABC's Jim Ryan in Tampa, Florida, for us this morning.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.